so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
It feels so good. I found all of my intro folders here that I had from the show when I used to do it. And
You were never away.
Just like I was never gone. Yep. It actually feels like Groundhog Day. I'm here again watching Channel 9. What is it? ABC? Channel 3 here? That's Channel 9 in Nashville. But Channel 3 with Kelly and Mark, where people have to dance. I don't know why, but people just come out of different parts of the stage every once in a while, and they just start dancing on that show. I don't know what they're on over there. But anyway, we're on some happiness here. Yeah, good morning. Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio. It's Monday. You know what that means. BallingerPublishing.com, right, is the website? Am I remembering correctly?
BallingerPublishing.com.
I have no notes today. I got a cup of coffee and a pair of headphones. That's all I got.
Well, as I drove up the I-110, I was obviously expecting to hear Meg.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
When I didn't, I think, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Better start thinking about what we're going to talk about.
Well, he knew I was in the studio, so that's a loose cannon situation. So you got to really think about what you're going to talk about, because I could take you off on a squirrel hunt, man. We could be chasing squirrels all morning. So what's been going on with you?
Life,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer
lots of
ending.
Things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Downtown is, as always, thriving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we can talk a little bit about the upcoming festivals.
Yes, because it's getting the temperature's changing a little bit.
If you go to your downtown crowd and go to pay...
Hippies always come out of the woodworks when it starts getting cold. They're like, ooh, leaves are changing. And then it's like, well, where did all this granola come from? Just all over the place.
Page 9. And Well, this is something that would interest you. You might even be playing there at the Jazz Festival.
I wish I was. Not this year, though, but I have seen it. It is incredible. My jazz chops aren't what they used to be, man. In college, you could have gotten me on some jazz. I could probably hold my own with some guys, but now, I don't know. It's hard on the right hand as a drummer to play jazz because, you know, it's all the time, and it's just, it'll wear you out. But if you love good jazz, that's where it's going to be. That's going to be September 19th and 21st.
That is
through the 21st.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Community Maritime Park.
Yes.
They're having some great concerts at Community Maritime.
Mm.
I think Dashboard Confessional, a bunch of other acts are coming up pretty soon. Lots of
concerts. Baseball season's finished.
Right.
It's available.
Right, yeah. Mm. Do you go to a lot of baseball games?
No.
Yeah.
I go usually 2 or 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not brought up with baseball, it's a tough game to get absorbed in.
Even with the pitch clock now, it's like, oh, well, this game is only taking 9 hours.
But of course, people say that about the English games like cricket, which actually takes 3 days. But
yeah.
There's so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You got to understand what a crumpet is if you want to understand cricket. All right. That's my Ninja Turtle reference for this morning.
Okay.
So there's always something to do downtown. I'm finding out because me and my wife now, we cruise pretty much all the time, just cruising around looking at stuff because there's so many changes happening. And especially in that area down by the park and down by the baseball park, it's getting so cool down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, we're working right now on the October edition of Business Climate. It's the special downtown edition where our editor, Morgan, gets together all of the information on all of the new properties, residential, commercial, et cetera, in the downtown, in the greater downtown area. And there's so much going on right now. It is unbelievable. The past few years we thought there was really great growth, but there's lots happening now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of very positive growth. And it seems like everything is getting very, I guess it's the roadways and how we're, you know, how they're merging us now and how we're getting through these areas is getting really, it's improving a lot. Because used to, you know, you got one lane, and if there's something happening, you're stuck, you know.
Well, there's two sides, I think, to that, whole thing. I've never been in favor of the street diet on Main Street. I did not think that was a great idea, personally.
Right.
I think whenever you change a street, when you make it more difficult to navigate, then people will choose an alternate route, and that then becomes jammed. And I think that's the unintended consequence.
Murphy's Law, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think at some point we need to look at the whole plan of downtown and how the traffic patterns, because at 4:30, Spring Street and Palo Fox Street are just crowded by people ultimately going on to 110. And I think that's not a good thing. But yet, at the same time, the street died on Main Street.
Right.
Beyond to towards the bridge, I don't think was a good idea. I think we need to have freer flow of traffic.
Right. And if you have
one man's opinion.
Yeah, exactly. If you have opinions this morning, let us know. This is a text-in show, 437-1620. If you have any questions for Malcolm Ballinger, this is Pensacola's expert panel. My name is Jake Walker. So glad to be here sitting in for Meg this morning. Talking about events coming up, I just saw here the Seafood Festival, of course, is coming up on the 26th through the 28th. And then my favorite, we've got the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, the 30th through October 12th. So that's going to be lots of weekends of great music. And that's really, I think that's my favorite time because it's not super hot and you can go and see some music without sweating through your clothes before you get out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. Check those out. There's going to be probably multiple events for that Songwriter Festival. So check your local favorite club. And of course, you know, October's right around the corner. We got Oktoberfest if you like beer.
Yeah, there were so many. I was looking at page 11, Downtown Crowd, and there's Oktoberfest all over the place. So if you're a beer drinker, it's going to be a fun time.
This is like, I feel like Downtown Crowd magazine it's like a traveling app, you know, because like to me, the apps, when I'm using the apps trying to figure out what's going on, I don't know. There's so many ads and then I'm not on the right page and then I don't feel like I'm ever seeing everything all in one spot because some apps are tailored for certain places. But, you know, Downtown Crowd, I've got like every possible event that I could go to, so I can just kind of pick and choose when the dates are. I'll just keep one of these in my car. I love it.
Yeah. The great thing about the printed word is that you can pick it up at in a restaurant, doctor's office, bar, whatever. And when you've got a few minutes, people just breeze through it and say, I see this event coming up. I'll put that on my calendar.
I always feel more intellectual when I have paper in front of me. You know, it's like you're reading an app, your head's down, you're just in your phone. You could be looking at Facebook. You could be watching videos of baby muskrats. I mean, you know, it could be anything, but when you're reading a paper, they're like, oh, he's reading the business section. He must be important.
Okay.
Yeah. You like the paper, though. You like, you know, the actual,
well,
the ink of it, right?
Yeah. People say, some people have said in the past that print is kind of on the decline, and it certainly is in terms of newsprint.
Right.
But in terms of niche magazines and informational magazines, actually research shows that there are on the increase.
Right.
More people are going back to reading because it's just very, very, very difficult to read online.
Right.
Newspaper, is much easier on the eyes.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, you look smarter.
And often more in depth, too.
Right. All right, 437-1620. We got to pay some bills. We can't just sit here and talk all morning, although that's what I could definitely do with the amount of caffeine flowing through my blood right now. We got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. It's Pensacola's expert panel. You can text in any questions if you just have an opinion about the flow of traffic downtown, the scooters. We haven't even talked about the little scooters.
Well, lots of updates on the scooters.
Yeah, see, I left right before all that hubbub started going around, so we'll talk about that right when we get back. So
as you may know, I have an opinion on that.
Oh, I'm sure you do. That's why I wrote it down here. I was like, ask about scooters. Okay, It's 9:45. We are going to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be right back. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel. Don't go anywhere.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church.
I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The coffee is piping hot. The toast is buttered. The eggs are precisely right. But sometimes it takes more than that to thaw out a husband.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel Pep Talk. I am your fill-in host for this morning, Meg. Get better. Be here tomorrow. If you can't, I'll come back. I don't care. I'll do Garden Line. That'll be fine. Jake Walker here with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. BallingerPublishing.com is the website. You can find all of his publications there. Go out and pick up a downtown crowd if you don't already have one in your floorboard like I do. Because every time I go downtown and I park the car, I'm like, well, I got to figure out what's going on around here. So that's how you do it. Downtown Crowd Magazine. Malcolm, so good to see you again. Right before the break, we kind of teased with talking about this scooter situation, because I left the station right about the time all that kind of started blowing up. So I know you have an opinion on this. What shall it be?
Well, regular listeners have kind of heard my side of it before, mm-hmm. So I won't bore everybody with that. Other than to say that this morning, I swung into my parking lot behind the office, and right in front of me were two of those darn things abandoned, right? Not quite completely blocking the entrance, but only left enough space just so that you could squeeze through. Mm. And I thought to myself, you know, that's pretty representative of the kind of irresponsible people that in fact have used those things.
Right.
So I was, again, it just reinforced, we need to be rid of those things. Mm-hmm. We have to wait till, I think, November 2nd is when the contract ends. We have to put up with them for a little longer, but I wish they were gone.
Well, it seems like now with new technologies and smaller battery systems, people can just kind of pull a scooter out of their purse, unfold it on the street, and then they're gone, you know, and you got to watch out, you know. So I don't know. Those things just seem kind of clunky, and I see them on all parts of town. You know, I'll drive and I'll go past like Navy Boulevard, and I'll be headed out of town or whatever, and I'm like, well, there's a scooter over there in that field. Like, how did it get there? And it's got that little blinking light on it. I'm like, somebody, who do they... How do they have the funding to pay somebody to go and grab those things and bring them back? Is that like a, is that a thing? Like,
yeah, they have vans that go around and recharge them and pick them up from all kinds of places.
Wow,
the people that use those just leave them anywhere. They just don't seem to care.
Yeah, just like trash on the beach. You know, they come in from out of town and. They leave more than footprints, and that's you know. But locals do it too. You know, it's not just out of towners, but usually.
Oh no, the problem is locals, particularly with this younger people. They tend to be very irresponsible, drive on the sidewalk, and totally ignore traffic signals. That's really the big issue that I have is that people. I know people have been hurt. I'm just amazed that somebody hasn't been killed on those things.
Yeah. And I saw one, I live on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, and we have this new path that goes all the way down the highway now. And there aren't stop signs or any signage up yet for the cross sections when you have to go across where the cars are going to be coming in and out of parking lots. And kids will be doing 30 miles an hour on these carts, and their face is down in their phone. So they got one hand on the little steering wheel thing that doesn't look, you know, very sturdy in the first place. And they're just kind of just going, you know, just zigzagging up and down the road, and they're not even looking up. So, watch out, guys, you know.
Well, move on to a more positive subject.
Yeah.
The Parade of Homes, which is next month, I think it's October 9th. We are just about to send the Parade of Homes magazine, Pensacola magazine, special Parade of Homes edition to the printers actually today. So it will be back sometime towards the end of next week.
Plenty
of time for the Parade of Homes.
Very nice.
Lots of homes to look at, to tour, and lots of ideas on floor plans, etc. So if you are thinking about building a home, remodeling, then pick up a copy of Parade of Homes, Pensacola magazine.
Call Christina Leavenworth. Tell her, I want to build a house. Find me one. 437-1620. It's Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Jake Walker sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger. If you have any questions, go ahead and send us on a text, 437-1620. Pick up a downtown crowd. It's going to be everywhere you like to dine and get a drink and hang out. Lots of events coming up. Man, the weather's changing. It's going to be great. I cannot wait. It was such a hot summer. I mean, the humidity and everything was just, it was up there this year. But luckily, hurricane season has not been that active. So we got a break on that one, I think, so far.
Yeah, I think most people were sort of dreading the hurricane season, given the hot weather. And we've been very fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Of course, we should touch wood, because having said that, one will appear on our doorstep anytime.
Exactly. Well, you know, new funnel forming in the, out in the Gulf, you know, coming straight for us. Yeah, no. We're hopefully we're going to miss it this year. 437-1620. I'm going to go ahead and get to this commercial break. We're going to pay some more bills. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. We're going to talk more Pensacola happenings and events. Let us know if you have any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about civic virtues, especially how to handle people who disagree with us. What is the value of protecting things we do not like? Also, what is the value of restraint in the use of the rights, even the rights we really do have? How is this playing out with regards to the Texas Roadhouse in Milton, with the graffiti bridge mural, with Charlie Kirk or the drag queen Christmas? Well, we talked about all of that. Plus, Jimmy Patronis, our congressman. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
If you're watching a parade, make sure you stand in one spot. Don't follow it. It never changes. And if the parade is boring, run in the opposite direction. You will fast forward the parade.
News Radio 92.3. 95.3 AM 1620, Pensacola's Expert Panel Pep Talk. I'm your host, Jake Walker, sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger. We had a text in here and said, every day is great when you start it with Malcolm. So thank you, Jim, for checking us out this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I appreciate
it. I kind of paraphrased that text because I didn't have it up on my screen. I just remembered it. Anybody that's worked in fast food is familiar with this term FIFO, which is first in, first out. You know, so you keep the cooler, you know, with the freshest stuff, mm-hmm. you know, in the back, and you use the stuff that's been there the longest first. But there's a new term floating around that I heard not too long ago on a gun commercial, believe it or not, and it's FAFO, F-A-F-O, which is basically, in nicer terms, fool around and find out, not fooled around and fell in love. No, it's FAFO, so fool around and find out. But this year, The lovely people over at FooFoo have adopted that, so now it's foo around and find out. So plan your visit. The Pensacola Bay Area is famous for, you know, natural beauty, of course, and historic culture, but we got music. We've got all kinds of stuff happening during FooFoo Fest.
Yes,
arts
great
and
things.
Culture.
Yeah. Including the opera is involved.
Oh, yeah.
A new production, three Decembers, and I've seen, heard little extracts from it, and the music is very good.
Well, do you have any storyline snapshots? What's
it? It's fairly complicated, but it's about a young man who his mother is having trouble accepting that his partner is another male.
Oh.
And she fights that, and there's an aria in this. His name is Bert, not Kurt. Because to show her disapproval, she calls him Kurt, but her name's Bert.
Okay.
So I won't give away the ending.
Spicy.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, cool. Well, FooFoo Fest. I want to mention FooFooFest.com. So if you want to start looking at the events happening, you can also go to Downtown Crowd. You can go to any of Malcolm's
Pensacola
publications.
Magazine.
And you talked about the Tour of Home is about to happen. That's going to be good. That's going to press right now.
Yep.
Very nice. So look for that. Malcolm Ballinger, BallingerPublishing.com. Thank you so much. It was good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Yeah.
And Meg, please get better soon.
Yes, please come back because I'm struggling here. I'm trying to figure out what all these buttons do and where all my things are and my files. But we're having a good time here, so thank you. It was great to see you.
Great. Thank you.
We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after Fox News.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.